with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has issued a new warning to Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president wrote on his social media site that Iranian negotiators better get serious soon before it's too late. If they don't, he said, there's no turning back and it won't be pretty. The president described the negotiators as very different and strange, insisting that Iran is begging the U.S. to make a deal ending the war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Florida man who fled to China and his sister have been charged after an explosive device was left outside a gate at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa this month. U.S. Attorney Greg Keough tells WFTS the suspect, his sister, and a man with a history of mental issues who made threats have now been charged.
We have three indictments before you. Alan Zhang, he's charged with attempted damage of government property by explosive, making a destructive device and possession of a destructive device. He faces 40 years. And Mary Zhang, his sister, is charged with being an accessory after the fact, tampering with evidence. She faces 30 years. And Mr. Elder is charged with making a threat of an explosive, and he faces 10 years.
Agents also searched the family's home and reported finding explosive device components. Meanwhile, the device found outside the base's gate was flown by helicopter to an FBI lab in Huntsville, Alabama, for further examination. President Trump said Thursday would sign an order instructing the Homeland Security Secretary to immediately pay Transportation Security Administration agents as Congress struggles to reach a deal to end the budget impasse that has jammed airports and left workers without paychecks. This is SRN News. The human rights campaign is losing influence.
The leading LGBT pressure group in this country has long issued its Corporate Equality Index, ranking major businesses on how much they support the gay agenda. But since President Trump's election in 2024, a lot of corporations have refused to be ranked by the HRC. About 60% of companies that used to submit to the HRC's index no longer do so, including giants such as Walmart, McDonald's, and IBM. Michael Harrington reporting.
European Jews are reeling from yet another anti-Semitic attack. British police are treating the destruction this week of four ambulances belonging to a Jewish charity as a hate crime. Damon Hoff, president of the synagogue where the ambulances were parked, says we're feeling vulnerable. No one was hurt, but the attack did damage the synagogue building. Several Jewish sites in Belgium and the Netherlands have also been attacked. This is SRN News. The war in Iran sends stocks even lower.
Stocks had their worst day on Wall Street since the war with Iran began, as doubt took over again from hope about a possible end to the conflict. The S&P 500 fell 1.7% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 469 points. That's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 2.4%. Crude oil prices rose more than 4%. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market. The gains for crude oil prices and treasury yields eased back late in the day after President Donald Trump said he would further push back any attacks on Iran's power plants. Seth Sutel, New York.
Daryl Dash Crofts, who teamed with childhood friend Jim Seals for such 1970s soft rock hits as Summer Breeze and Diamond Girl, has died at the age of 87. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.